The first cable was put down during the years 1857 to 1858, but after transmitting about 400 telegrams, it went dead. In 1863, engineers built a new cable that measured 3,400 kilometers, weighing 4,500 metric tons, and was shipped aboard the Great Eastern. This attempt also failed. Now then, on May 25th, while submerged to a depth of 3,836 meters, the Nautilus lay in precisely the locality where this second cable suffered the rupture that ruined the undertaking. It happened 638 miles from the coast of Ireland. At around 2 o'clock in the morning, all contact with Europe broke off. The electricians on board decided to cut the cable before fishing it up. And by 11 o'clock that evening, they had retrieved the damaged part. They repaired the joint and its splice. Then the cable was resubmerged, but a few days later, it snapped again and couldn't be recovered from the ocean depths. The Americans refused to give up. The daring Cypress Field, who had risked his whole fortune to promote this undertaking, called for a new bond issue. It sold out immediately. Another cable was put down under better conditions.